Thank you for calling customer care. This is Ulysses speaking. How may I assist you?
Yes, Ulysses. I've had an app coming out of my account for the last 2 months, and I have no certificates, and I haven't authorized anything.
Okay, I'll be more than happy to go ahead and look into that for you. Can I start off with your zip code?
74809.
You said 74809?
No.
I'm sorry, ma'am. You're breaking up really bad.
Can you hear me?
Hold on. Give me 1 sec. Can you hear me now? Hello, ma'am? Hello, ma'am?
Can you hear me?
Can you hear me now?
Can you hear me?
I can hear you now.
Okay. The zip code is 74849.
74809?
No, 49.
Thank you.
Uh-huh.
And can I have your name?
Tamara Wade.
And can you verify your mailing address?
405 South Madison Street, Kanawha, Oklahoma.
Thank you. I do appreciate that. I'm just waiting for your account to generate.
Okay.
Okay, so what I'm showing down is that back on April the 11th, you had entered into a contest to win the KitchenAid mixer with Bites Hub and actually enrolled you into a meal product plan membership.
I need that stopped. And I did not give them authorization. That must have been in small print or something.
Yes.
Because they've been drafting out of my account, and I'm on Social Security.
Yes, ma'am. It's the app focuses on how to use real food to boost your energy and cut sugar, carb cravings, and include meals plan and recipe card. Okay. So if you don't want the meal plan, we can do it at a discounted rate for $20 a month if you want to stay.
No, I want everything stopped. It's overdrawing my account, and I'm on disability. I draw $1,000 a month, and y'all are taking 60 of it. I don't want any of this. I want my money back because that's not right.
Yes, I can go ahead and have it counseled out for you.
Okay, I want the refund of the two drafts of $59.89.
Yes, and let me go ahead and take a look.
Did it draft in April, too?
I'm taking a look for you now. So I'm showing down that it drafted on April, May, and June for the
$59. I need all three of them. Well, I need all three of them refunded.
So I'm showing down that I can only return one payment, the latest charge, which was the $59.89.
No, I want all three of them or I turn it over to the Better Business Bureau. This is fraud.
Okay.
You were taking money from a disability patient.
Give me one moment. I want to place you on a brief hold.
Thank you.
Hello, ma'am.
Yes, sir.
All right. Thank you for holding. I do appreciate it. I apologize for the whole time. So I'm going to go ahead and reimburse you for the last 3 months, the $59.89. Just give me 1 moment, okay?
Yes, sir.
All right, so I went ahead and I'm credited back the $59.89. Let me go ahead and give you the confirmation numbers for each transaction.
For each transaction, okay.
All right.
Go ahead.
So let me go ahead and go in order. All right, so for the first transaction, for your June's transaction, I have CS and Charlie, 920-843-840. For your May's obligation, I have CS and Charlie, 920-715-132. And for your April's obligation, I have CS and Charlie, 920-548-048. Now, you should see those credits on your account within the next 3 to 5 business days.
Okay. All right. And it won't come out anymore?
Yes, ma'am. You have been canceled out.
Okay. I appreciate your consideration of listening to my story, and I appreciate all your help.
You're welcome. Do you have any additional questions or concerns?
No, sir. I sure don't. I appreciate everything you've done.
All right. Well, thank you for your time. We have a wonderful day.
Thank you. You too.